From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Trump administration dispatched top trade officials to meet with farm groups in Washington, D.C. last week, and the message was straightforward. The trade war that's generated tens of billions of dollars in tariffs on U.S. farm commodities isn't likely to be over soon, and the ag sector should be prepared for a lot more pain. According to AgriPulse, it was an unwelcome message that some farmers' groups pushed back on, including the American Soybean Association, the Illinois Farm Bureau, and the National Oilseed Processors Association. Biofuels advocates brought their concerns about damage to the industry caused by former EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt to a hearing on the proposed 2019 renewable volume obligation under the Renewable Fuel Standard. AgWire.com reports the proposed rule raises the total 2019 RVO by 3% over the 2018 requirement and maintains a 15 billion gallon requirement for conventional biofuels like corn ethanol. But it does nothing to address the 2.25 billion gallons worth of small refinery exemptions granted by EPA in the past year under Pruitt's leadership. Arysta Life Sciences is headed for new ownership. West Palm Beach, Florida-based Platform Specialty Products announced it has agreed to sell Arysta to crop protection supplier and producer UPL Corporation. GrowingProduce.com reports the $4.2 billion all-cash deal, slated to close late this year or early next, will create what's expected to be the fifth largest crop protection company in the world. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.